Turn off the lights. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Richard Stevens, professor in the School of Medicine at the University of Connecticut, examines the effects of electric light on our circadian rhythms.
Life on Earth has evolved over several billion years with a reliable daily cycle of bright light from the sun and dark at night when only stars and occasional moon can be seen. For us humans, dusk brings a transition from daytime physiology to nighttime physiology, and dawn coincides with the change back to daytime physiology. During nighttime, our body temperature drops, metabolism slows, hunger abates, and hormonal changes occur. This cycle in physiology is genetically programmed and occurs even in complete darkness. In the natural world, the sun in the morning keeps the cycle at precisely 24 hours. We require dark for our nighttime physiology, but we do not need to be asleep. The importance of sleep to our health has finally been recognized by medicine and by the public. However, the importance of dark is only beginning to be appreciated. In the natural world, without electricity, humans sleep about 6 or 7 hours in 2 or 3 segments. So we are awake for another 4 or 5 hours in the dark or in the dim reddish light of a fire. Firelight does not interrupt our nighttime physiology, but electric light usually does. It depends very much on the intensity and spectrum of the light bulb. Spectrum is the relative amounts of various colors the bulb produces. The most disruptive light at night is high blue content like from a compact fluorescent bulb, and the least disruptive is high reddish content like from an incandescent. The consequences for our health from electric lighting of the night and the circadian disruption it can cause are now being actively investigated by scientists all over the world. Although the evidence is not yet to the point of concluding cause and effect, connections have been made to breast cancer, obesity, diabetes, and depression, all maladies common in the modern electrified world.
That was Richard Stevens of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.